for WHJE 91.3 and the Greyhound Media Network. I'm McKenna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Anna. Welcome back to Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Everything But the Kitchen Sink is a show where we talk about everything and anything.
And each week we pick a topic that dictates what we talk about for the week. And this week our theme is
movies.
It's basically a dramatic script reading.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Caitlin has printed off scripts for Lindsay and Austin to read to us in the most dramatic way possible. And McKenna and I are going to have to guess what television show they're from.
Mom, what are you spraying me with?
An antibacterial body spray for boys.
This is iCarly.
Where do you find this stuff?
At sprayyourchildren.com.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Was it iCarly?
It was iCarly.
Yeah! And we figured since it's an episode about women, we would talk about moms and motherhood and whatnot, since that's a really great aspect of being a woman. And so we have Mrs. Fouts with us today.
Give us, I don't know, a day by day of what it's like to be a mom.
Well, every day is different. First of all, I should say that it's probably, but hands down my most rewarding role and job. Motherhood is amazing. At the same time, it comes with challenges daily, just every day, just your schedule.
So for my fun facts and jokes, since it's Halloween themed, I decided to mix it up a bit. And I usually do one joke and five fun facts, but I'm doing one fact and five jokes today. Okay, so my fun fact is Stephen Clark holds the record for the world's fastest pumpkin carving time with 24 seconds. What do ghosts eat for dinner?
Blueberries. Blueberries.
No, spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Get it? Because they're spooky.
Okay. Welcome to the Geek Spot, hosted by Anna. So we've been talking about firsts, and we've been talking about firsts in sports. I'm talking about the first female Olympians, specifically the first gold medal female Olympian for the U.S. And the story is wild. Her name is Margaret Abbott. So Margaret was an American who was in Paris with her mother, and she had just like coincidentally played a little bit of golf. And so she hears about the Olympic golf tournament, but just thought that it was like a regular golf tournament because it wasn't that big of a deal. She was like, why not? I can play golf. I'll take a whack at it. And so she joined. You get it? Yeah. So she entered the Olympic tournament for golf, and her and her mother both showed up and entered. And the mother tied for seventh, but Margaret got first for Gold Team USA, and she wasn't even, like, technically on Team USA. She just entered this golf tournament for fun that just so happened to be the Olympics.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Storytime with Mac. My decade's with the 90s, so I'm going to do the top 10 clothing trends of the 90s. Four is neon windbreakers. Neon windbreakers are like magic capes. You threw one on, and you were instantly the coolest girl or guy in the school. This trend was hot among every kind of kid, too, no matter, like, if you're popular or a jock or a princess or, you know, a nerd, smart, whatever, like, category you fit in high school, neon windbreakers are the way to go, and the brighter, the better.
This is about Italian food. And it's kind of sad, I'm not going to lie.
I love Italian food. Reminds me of dinners with you. Our cheesy talks almost as cheesy as my pasta. And I love being with you. And I didn't even have a clue that you'd make me feel as warm as that pizza. Where are you now? Love isn't as timeless as that chow. Where are you now? Cock-a-brow. Am my Italian food without you? Italian food without you.
All right, let's draw next week's theme.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's unpopular opinions.
Thanks for listening to Everything But the Kitchen Sink, guys. Tune in next week to hear all about unpopular opinions.